The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. It's hard to believe that we have actually made it to Friday already. Where has the week gone? My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Let's talk. What do you want to talk about today? Well, as always, I have a large stack of stories to go through, but what do you want to talk about today? What do you want to discuss? What do you want to get off your chest? What question do you want to ask? I can't guarantee that I'll have the answer, but I could try. What topic do you think we are not discussing enough? What topic do you think we are discussing too much? I'd love to hear from you today. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And few things are off limit. We can talk about just about everything and anything. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. If during the week you listen to this program, you go, Bob, it drives me crazy when you say, well, now's the time to tell me. Bob, I wish you would just talk about this. Today's the day to let me know. Bob, I think you're completely, totally wrong when you said, today's the day. Bob, I really appreciate you talking about this, and I absolutely agree with you. Yeah, you could call too. 877-262-5483. Good news for fair goers in Franklin County. As you know, the Ohio State Fair has been kaput, canceled, done away with, out of here. But Franklin County Fair is on July 19th through the 25th. Organizers have said the show must go on. Quote, the Franklin County Fair in Hilliard will be a full fair with rides, food, concessions, grandstand acts, and open class youth shows. That is good news. That is very, very good news. Quote, planning has been underway for a few months with the Franklin County Fair Board working with local and state health officials to meet all health and safety guidelines. Quote, I think people are excited. They're ready to come back, says outgoing board president Chuck Buck, We just want everyone to be safe, have a wonderful time, and a great experience. Yep, Franklin County Fair is on, and it sounds like it's going to be somewhat normal in July. I think all of us are hoping and praying that by the time we get to July, all the face mandates and all of the other stuff is going to be done away with. If not, I think we're going to have some open rebellion. I'm not suggesting it, not approving of it. I'm just saying people are really getting tired. And when you look around at the states that have been the least restrictive with masks, shutdowns, and so forth, for the most part, they're doing as well or better than the states that have been very restrictive. And people are beginning to notice that. They're looking at Texas. They're looking at Florida. They're looking at other states. And they're saying, how come we? Well, anyway. So we hope that things will be back to normal. But Franklin County Fair will go on. Now, I said in the tease a moment ago, sometimes I wonder how judges become judges. Here's a headline from today. Federal judge grants injunction preventing Columbus police from using tear gas, wooden bullets, and other non-lethal force, including tear gas, pepper spray, etc., in dealing with riots. Well, it's called peaceful protests here. And of course, we know here in Columbus, we didn't have any riots. No. All of those people that broke out the windows and looted and set things on fire and attacked police. No. They were peaceful protesters. The people that broke into the state house caused hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage. No, they were just peaceful protesters. The people that broke out windows on businesses downtown and some of those businesses went bankrupt. No, that wasn't a riot, silly rabbit. They were peaceful protesters. Well, anyway, Judge Algernon Marbley issued this decree because 26 protesters took the city of Columbus to court, and Judge Marbley wrote a 88-page decision saying that Columbus police cannot use, again, tear gas, pepper spray, wooden bullets, and other so-called non-lethal force. Now, if the protesters become violent, what are they supposed to do? Stand on the sidelines and just let them riot, which is what they did in Seattle, what they did in Portland. And look at the results. People died. Judge Marbley, who opened his 88 pages, he's got a chip on his shoulder. And I'll prove that to you here in a minute because of some of the things that he wrote. He was asked to issue an injunction against Columbus police from using non-lethal force against non-violent protesters. It took him 88 pages. He didn't just issue a ruling. He pontificated against police. He unloaded and revealed his bias against police. He brought up all kinds of things, including something that I had never heard of before until today. It's just weird and bizarre that what he brought up, I read today, and I in another story that I'll relate to you later, I've got some audio to play for you a little later in the program, from a professor at a university in California about why we have police. The reason why we have police. I never heard of this until today, and today I've read it once, heard it once. It is bizarre. So, now seriously, if things get out of hand in downtown Columbus again, what are the police going to be able to do? And what does this do for those who want to riot, cause mayhem and havoc? Now they know that they can basically do anything they want to with the police, against the police, and the police can't do anything. What is this going to do? Well, I think common sense would tell you, and I hope and pray it doesn't happen. I got to take a break. When we come back, I'll read a little more to you from this decree from a federal judge. And what he had to say is to why. It's bizarre. It really is bizarre. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I want to state this from the outset of this segment. There are bad cops. There are dirty cops. They should be exposed. They should be terminated. They should be prosecuted if appropriate. We cannot tolerate public servants that are corrupt, racist, bigoted, dishonest. We cannot tolerate that, regardless of the color of their skin. Color of their skin is irrelevant. It's their character, their honesty. And there are bad, dirty, prejudiced, racist cops, and they should be exposed and dealt with. I want to make that clear. But I really do believe that the overwhelming majority of police are really good men and women of all colors of skin, all races, all ethnicity, and they just want to serve their community. And every day when they put the badge on and put the uniform on, they have no idea whether they are going to return home at night safe to greet their family. That is a heavy burden to wear every single day. Now, so I just wanted to make that clear. 26 protesters went to court and sued the city of Columbus and asked a judge to prohibit the use of, quote, tear gas, pepper spray, wooden bullets, and other so-called non-lethal force against non-violent protesters. Now, how do we define non-violent? Well, the judge in the case who issued the injunction against the City of Columbus police said it is okay if protesters, quote, chant, verbally confront police, sitting, holding their hands up with an approaching police, occupying streets or sidewalks, or passively resisting police orders. So according to this judge, it is absolutely fine if protesters shut down public streets. That's fine. It's okay. And if the police tell them to disperse, according to Judge Marbley, it is absolutely fine for the protesters to ignore the police and their orders. Now, when you look into this a little deeper, during the protests last summer and the riots, 800 complaints were filed. 800 complaints against the police. All right? The city of Columbus hired an independent investigating agency to look at that. Out of 800 complaints, there were 49 reports, only 8 sustained allegations, and only 1 resulted in discipline, and the discipline was for, quote, not filing the proper paperwork. This is an independent agency hired by the city of Columbus. 800 complaints, out of 800, 49 reports, 8 involves sustained allegations, and only 1 resulted in discipline, which was for not filing the proper paperwork. The city also hired a retired FBI agent to investigate the claimed misconduct. No charges have been filed. In the 88-page injunction from this judge, he brings up all kinds of things from the past that have nothing to do with what's going on, including, quote, slave patrols in the South during the 1800s. What? Slave patrols in the South. One of the reasons why he issued the injunction here in Columbus in 2021 is because there were slave patrols in the South in the 1800s. What? Huh? Say what? It blows your mind. I don't think police, in fact, not just I don't think, I absolutely believe police should not be allowed to abuse anyone. Of course they should not. But when you take away non-lethal means to deal with rioters, what is left? To stand around and do nothing, which again, is exactly what the police did in Seattle and Portland, and take a look at what happened. Millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of damage, but more importantly, people died because police were told to hold back. The results of this injunction are not going to be good. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll be back.